Delaware lawmakers have moved swiftly to change the state's disclosure law after a 2010 WHYY investigation revealed none had publicly reported free overseas trips to Taiwan. WHYY's Chris Barish has the latest.
The State House and Senate voted unanimously in recent days to require that all travel expenses paid for by a third party and valued at $250 or more must be included on the 62 members' annual financial reports. Another 300 state officials, including judges, are also covered under the disclosure law.
Voters and constituents deserve to know who's covering your travel, what countries you're going to, what excursions, etc. I think it's reasonable. I think it's good government, and I'm glad that it passed.
That's State Rep. Medina Wilson-Anton. She attached colleague Jeff Spiegelman's travel expenses provision to her bill that also requires the Delaware Public Integrity Commission to put all the financial reports on its website. Previously, reports could only be obtained via Freedom of Information Act requests.
The travel piece wasn't my idea because I've been in office now for almost 6 years. And whenever someone covers my travel, I see that as a gift. I think that's a very reasonable interpretation, but my colleagues found that to be confusing.
Transparency advocate Amy Rowe of Newark, who brought the issue to the attention of WHYY News, countered that it's ridiculous that any clarification was needed for a law she contends is crystal clear. The law already required all gifts worth at least $250 to be disclosed.
It's irrelevant because it's already required. So the fact that they name it out as travel expenses doesn't change the fact that it's something of value given by somebody and should be reported. The fact that we're talking about our elected officials wiggling at all is just disgusting. Where are they holding themselves accountable? They're not. And we saw this with your reporting.
In April, WHYY reported the failure of dozens of lawmakers to report the annual trip to Taiwan that roughly five take each year. One of five who took a free trip to Israel last year didn't report it until WHYY contacted him. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.